All right, let's follow up on a conversation we had yesterday with Nicholas Crisp about the state of COVID in the country. It's a story we've all sort of forgotten about. I saw a headline in the United Kingdom about another wave of an Omicron variant coming there. They're afraid it's going to overwhelm the National Health Service during winter. And I wanted to find out where we were up to. Our numbers are reasonable, and they are declining, and they're under control. But Nicholas Crisp made the clear point that there are always potential, there's always potential of a further outbreak, especially if vaccination levels drop. And he mentioned the need for boosters. And then we had a lot of people saying, well, I can't get them. They don't seem to be available at Clicks. None of the private sources seem to have boosters available. I'm joined now by Dr. Sadiq Karim for an update on what's happening in the Western Cape in terms of boosters. He's the Chief Operations Officer at the department. Dr. Karim, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for your time.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
I suppose you're feeling a little bit happy that the pressure on COVID is off. You're not having to answer questions on a daily basis on this subject.
Absolutely. So the pressure's off, but as you mentioned, Dr. Crisp also mentioned, we've still got to be careful. We must obviously continue our vaccination. And I think the issue about boosters and why it's important, because we know that the vaccination, that your immunity tends to wane following vaccinations. And that's why it's actually quite important that people who are eligible for boosters must take their booster shots.
Okay, who is eligible, and where can I get them in the Western Cape?
Sure. So eligibility. So there's so the people obviously by now know already what we mean by primary schedule and booster schedules. So if you've had your primary schedule as the Pfizer ones, the first and second doses, then your booster schedule, if you're 50 years and older, you're allowed after the 90 days after your second dose of Pfizer, you were allowed the third booster, which could be a Pfizer or J&J, and 120 days after that booster, you are allowed a fourth booster. So if you're 50 years and older, you're allowed a fourth booster, which has to be a Pfizer dose. And there's a similar schedule for the J&J, for those who've had the J&J as the primary first dose schedule. They were allowed 60 days later a J&J or Pfizer as their first booster. 90 days following that, they were allowed a J&J or Pfizer booster as well. And those people are now also allowed a fourth Pfizer booster. So those are for 50 years and older. People are, in summary, people are allowed to take a fourth booster now. And I really want to encourage people to do so because the numbers are still quite low. Of those eligible, for example, of the Pfizer booster, only 25.7% have actually taken it up. And of those who are eligible for a J&J booster, only 15.5% have taken up.
15, 1.5.
And 25.7. So very, very low numbers of people who are eligible for the boosters have actually had their boosters.
And where can I get them?
So all our public sites have the boosters, and we publish those sites on the website. I know that the private sites are beginning to close because of the low numbers of people turning up for vaccination, but we still have all our public sites open, and those are published on the government website, and we update that on a weekly basis.
What is the website, Sadiq?
So let me just open mine. I can give people the address. I had it open now. I've closed it.
That's all right. I put you on the spot. I'm very sorry about this. If you can't open it, we'll track it down later.
No. I have it. I keep a notebook of things as well for just such an emergency. Okay. It is. Here we are. So it's a coronavirus website. So it's HTTPS.
Yeah.
People want. Do you want the full address? Okay. Well, I'll give you a full address anyway. coronavirus.westerncape.gov.za.
coronavirus.westerncape.western full words western
full
cape
words,
dot gov dot za.
Za. Yeah, so we
coronavirus.westerncape.gov.za.
yes,
and that will list all the sites. And is this free? Do I have to pay for this service?
No. So it's still free.
And do I need to book, or can I just turn
no,
up?
No, you can actually just walk in. There are so few people coming that you can just walk in. I had my booster because I think many, like many people on the call in that age group, will be 50 years and older. I had mine at Somerset Hospital, for example, some weeks ago. Walked in, walked out. There were very few people. So, I mean, you don't have to book and people can just come. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of it.
But Sadiq, people have been resistant, and I confess here, including myself, because I kept hearing stories of bad after effects from boosters. The people had the initial vaccines and were absolutely fine, but the boosters really knocked them around. Now, is that true? Is that likely? Is that anecdotal? What?
I've not had any side effects after taking my booster, so I suppose it's just anecdotal, depending on who one speaks to. But I mean, I have heard the stories, certainly. But I mean, there hasn't been any sort of, I guess, proof, evidence, if you like, you know, that it's worse off. People are worse off after taking the booster dose as opposed to the primary schedule of the vaccination.
Is this the wrong priority at the moment? Can we afford this kind of max vaccination for free? Is it really necessary? Haven't we moved on? That's a WhatsApp I've had.
Sure, and I mean, that is a narrative that does exist out there. I would say that at this stage, yes, it's still necessary. We like you said, our COVID numbers are down, but we are not completely COVID-free as yet, and we know that immunity does wane after time. Until we reach, I guess, population or herd, what's known as herd immunity, probably I would say yes, it's still necessary.
All right. And is there a prospect of us getting back into the kind of lockdown scenario or things where we were a year or so ago? Is that even a remote possibility, or are we beyond that?
No, I really believe we're way beyond that completely. So give an example, we're looking at, and you know, we always talk about the cases, and the cases have been increasing slightly, but what's a better and more important metric for us is to watch the hospitalizations, because that's an indication of the severity of a wave. And at the moment, we only have 34 people admitted across our public and private hospitals in the Western Cape. So it does give one a sense of eye of where we're at in terms of the pandemic. And I really do think we are post-lockdown stage.
Dr. Sadiq Karim, as always, thank you very much for your time. Chief Operations Officer at the Western Cape Department of Health.